I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan back for another episode. Happy to be here. Another great week. So hopefully all of you dirtbags out there have had a fantastic week. And already stuff to talk about this offseason. That was great. We talked about it last week. Might be a good offseason for trades. And we've already got some to be talking about. It seems like every day there's something happening. Got some free agent signings already. And we've got the awards to talk about as well. So before we get there, wanted to make sure that we give a shout out to the guys over at Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com. Check them out. Great hitting device, dirtbag certified, and certainly something we use and believe in quite wholeheartedly with our training of players. And so, yeah, be sure to check them out at the Rip Grip Pro. And if you want to find out more information, I am going to have Drew Martinez, minor league San Francisco Giants manager, on with me on Friday on our YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation YouTube channel. You can watch us talk about the Rip Grip Pro and what he believes in and how he recommends you to use it. So that's me and Drew Martinez, minor league San Francisco Giants manager. So great episode. A lot of fun having him on, and be sure to check it out for sure. So I also want to give a shout out to the guys at Mindset Marketers Agency, guys helping us out with our Instagram page, giving us some good insight. Hey, you want to give them a check, give them a follow, or reach out to us as well. So, and finally, wanted to make sure we thanked everybody for sending in your questions, comments, inquiries in regards to training. Again, that's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram. Reach right out to us and we'll get talking to you. You can do it on Facebook as well if you want to. And we'll make sure that we talk about it. A lot of great conversations, a lot of great questions, from coaching inquiries to player development to parents, you know, just helping navigate the baseball journey as well as college recruiting process. So again, you can reach right out to us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. So like I said at the first, lots to talk about, Nolan. I know we're excited about it. Hopefully we'll get Cy Young's in before we're done this episode here with this recording it anyways, and we'll see if we're right on those projections, but not too bad, and we're going to talk about it right here in a few seconds after this commercial break. So sit back, get that favorite drink, like we said, get settled in, whatever you do, however you listen to us, we appreciate it, we do it for you, we can't do it without you. We're going to be right back here to get after it with you.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home auto and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's. Welcome back, Dirtbags, and Noli, let's get after it, brother.
So, the big news today, Teoscar Hernandez. There have been talks for a couple of days, traded to the Seattle Mariners in exchange for right-handed relief pitcher Eric Swanson and left-handed minor league prospect, who is ranked number 8 by MLB.com, Adam Mako. Teoscar Hernandez, obviously the past 5 years with the Toronto Blue Jays, he was entering his last year, obviously in salary arbitration still. Projections right now have him at 14.5. It was an interesting move to me by Seattle. I mean, he obviously Seattle last year just trades for Jesse Winker. Apparently this year he's available in trade talks again, as well as Chris Flexen and or Marco Gonzalez. They're not sure. I mean, obviously Marco Gonzalez is the tougher one to trade out of those starting pitchers that they have available up there in Seattle, with his contract being the way that it is and not having as much success as the other guys. But, I mean, yeah, you're looking at it. Teoscar Hernandez, he's a guy who past few years is basically averaging 28 home runs a year, 80-plus RBIs, hitting right around 270, 280, won a couple gold gloves, silver sluggers, all that. So, I mean, it's a hell of a move by Seattle and proves that, yeah, next year is not going to be any different. But, I mean, on the other side, Toronto picks up a good eighth inning guy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I want to stay on the Seattle one. 2 years ago, they Edwin Diaz, Jared Kelenic. Does that say they're not really believing too much in Mr. Kelenic? Sure hasn't shown it in the 2 seasons he's been there. And the it's more than a cup of coffee that he's been up for as well. So not believing in there. You got Kyle Lewis still sitting there. 3 years ago, what was it?
Rookie of the year, yeah. In 2020.
Yeah, so I mean, interesting stuff going on in Seattle, but obviously they've talked about it in-house. They realize this is their time, I have to assume, right?
Even a guy like Taylor Trammell as well.
Absolutely.
Being another outfield prospect that was highly regarded, obviously a former top 100 prospect, well, with San Diego, and then came up to Seattle, 2 years ago, I think it was. But, I mean, you're looking at it, and it's a power play move. I mean, I like it on Seattle's end. Obviously, he's another right-handed bat, which, I mean, they got tons of them up there now, it seems like. But still, he's a great guy that you can slide into the middle of the order. He was a true glue guy in Toronto. And for those that don't know what a glue guy is, I mean, he was obviously the longest tenured Toronto Blue Jay. But in terms of what he did in the clubhouse and everything like that, it seemed like everybody on the team truly loved him. And I mean, you saw the reaction of tons of fans from Toronto today just saying, like, what the hell? Like, this is a this is a BS trade as much as it gets. And honestly, I mean, I think in my personal opinion, I don't mind it. Like I said, you're getting a left-handed pitcher back in return. Toronto obviously needs starting pitching depth. So I don't know if
he gives them the reliever, so the
Mako's going to be up. But yeah,
the prospect, Eric Swanson, for sure.
Eric Swanson being the right-handed relief pitcher coming back. I mean, that's a guy that had a 1.6 ERA this year in 60 innings.
Yeah, he's one of the best relievers this year, this last season, right? Uh-huh. So, and let's be honest, that $176 million where the Jays are roughly sitting right now, that's the highest payroll that they've had, right around the highest. So they need pitching. There's got to be a lot of moves by both teams in that trade. I have to believe that Jerry DePoto has those young kids. There must be teams sniffing on them that still believe in them being major league players. They got Winker. There's got to be other moves coming for Seattle for sure. I love the fact that they did it early, jumped in, got it done. I like it for the Jays as well. I mean, yeah, Teoscar, hell of a player, but he's got 1 year left. Let's not kid ourselves, right? The fans are mad right now. They're going to be a lot more fired up after next offseason when they're down to, what, 1 year for Bo Bichette and Vladdy Guerrero to backing up the trucks?
I think
so. There's a lot of methodology to that trade. It's not as simple as just what it looks like sitting here today, getting kind of blindsided. Maybe if you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan, there's a lot of thought into that process. So I like it. Hey, you got to make moves. That's a general manager's job. They both obviously believe in what they did. There's a reason for it. I'm okay with it.
Then we got Anthony Rizzo re-upping with the New York Yankees. Obviously, last week declines the qualifying offer, but ends up sticking with the Yankees on a two-year deal for $40 million. And then, yeah, he's got the club option for 2025 as well. So, I mean, it's a three-year deal all in all. The first 2 years are $17 million. The last year, it's a $6 million buyout. That is also $17 million if it kicks in. And I mean, he's a guy obviously locked up first base for them ever since he came over from Chicago. Not quite the defender that he once was, but what did he have? 32 home runs this year again in an injury-plagued season. His swing fits perfectly for the way that right field porch is designed out there in New York. I mean, it's a great move, and same thing. He's a good clubhouse guy. So, like, that's the biggest thing to me. Obviously, him and Judge, they got that good connection. I think at the end of the day, the Yankees are still hoping. And I mean, it's tough to bet against the Yankees re-upping Aaron Judge overall. Like, I know he's a San Fran area boy, and I know that that's the talks. But I mean, hell, he's in New York right now, and it's tough to beat the New York market.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that club host comment with Rizzo. He's got a World Series. He knows what it takes. They're going to have to bring up Volpe at some point in shortstop or probably the left side of the field. They've got other great young outfielders coming. You need that guy, right? You've got to have somebody in there that has that World Series. Forget about postseason. New York, it is New York. Postseason's expected, right? But you got to have that good, solid, calm influence to help out Boone in that clubhouse. It's as simple as that. Great move by the Yankees. Great for Rizzo. Does a 1 year, turns it into a two-year, three-year. Good all around.
So two guys that did accept the qualifying offer, Jock Peterson and Martin Perez, obviously with the San Francisco Giants and Texas Rangers. So the qualifying offer this year was 1 year, $19.65 million. So both guys will be staying with their active teams. Obviously, Martin Perez started out the year very well. Kind of struggled a little bit down the stretch, didn't have quite the same success, but I mean, still an overall great year. Obviously, he was a guy that they picked up on a 1 year, $2 million deal at the start of the year with basically no expectations outside of him being the number five starter, and turned into a solid 2-3 for them down there. And then Jock Peterson, same thing, power left-handed hitter, obviously very familiar with the NL West, had good success pretty much all year round with San Francisco. Obviously, the way he started, same boat as Martin Perez, started out very hot, kind of cooled off a little bit in the heat of summer and down the stretch a bit. But overall, another solid year. And I mean, both contracts warranted. I can see why both guys accepted the qualifying offer.
No question. No question at all for both of them. And you know what? Good for both teams. Both teams can afford that. Keeps the door open for really where they want to go with free agents, possibility of trades. You know, again, both teams have money. So now they've got those guys taken care of. They can get down to business, focus on the free agents. If they're not there, they're not in their price range, they're not what they want to do, hey, go ahead and look at trades.
Then the first guy to actually decline the qualifying offer and sign somewhere else, Mr. Tyler Anderson, 3-year, $39 million deal with the Los Angeles Angels, so obviously sticking around in Los Angeles, but this time going to Anaheim. I don't know how to feel about that one. Obviously, he's coming off his best statistical year. The Angels lose a second round pick and the Los Angeles Dodgers get a pick after the fourth round as part of the new CBA deal. But I mean, yeah, obviously you Los Angeles Angels, they need starting pitching. We've said it forever and ever, and it'll never change. This year, I'm hoping he's not the only frontline starter that they go out and get. Right now, I have Tyler Anderson basically as a number two in that rotation. They're not paying him that front ace type money. So, I mean, he's probably going to slide in as a number two or number three. I can still see them trying to go out and get either a Carlos Rodon or another big-time starting pitcher. I can't see them signing Justin Verlander just because of what Justin Verlander recently reported that he wants for a contract, being a 3-year, $130 million deal. I think that's a little bit out of their wheelhouse. But either way, it's a good move for Los Angeles. Locks them up with a good starting pitcher. And how that's what they need.
Absolutely. So, hey, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after this commercial break, and we're just going to keep hammering right through it with you.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you.
Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back. And before the break, we were talking about Tyler Anderson signing up with the Angels. I like it. I like it if Artie Moreno's looking at selling it, putting some good numbers, keeps him open. You and I have talked about it, Nolan, in the last week or whatever. Obviously, the Verlander demand at this point in time isn't going to happen. I can't see that happening with them. But you never know. You never know what a DeGrom ends up doing or whatever and that. You still got to beat out Stevie Cohen, as we know. Interesting little move by Manasian. I like it. Gives him Anderson, gives him Shohei, gives him options to either get long-term with Rodon, maybe a short-term, high value. Same thing with DeGrom. You just never know. You never hear about him going to the Angels or whatever and that, but that move opens up possibilities for me with the Angels, so I like it.
Then sticking with the Houston Astros, you got Rafael Montero signing a 3-year, $34.5 million deal. Obviously, he was a big piece of their World Series team. I mean, helped them out at the back end of the bullpen, whether it was their 8th inning or 9th inning, depending on what role they used for him. 68 and a third innings pitch last year, 2.37 ERA and a 1.5 WAR. So I mean, basically, it's what 11.5 million dollars a year. Sorry, over the 3-year contract. And I mean, you're looking at it. That's basically right in line with kind of what relievers are getting nowadays.
Hard to believe, but hey, you're not going to go against the Astros right now with what they've done over the last decade, for sure. They know their business. They do a great job of it. Hell, like we said last week or whatever, they've given away free agents over the last 2-3 seasons. Haven't missed a blip. Hey, go ahead and lock him up. I mean, he's a valuable part of it. Show that you love the guy. And they did it. Good for them.
Then, obviously, Clayton Kershaw. The rumors of him going to Texas that never seemed to die didn't happen again this year. Re-ups with the Los Angeles Dodgers, 1-year deal. Don't know exactly what the financial terms are of the deal yet. Basically, I think it was reported at around $20 million. Now, whether that would be all $20 million guaranteed or somewhat similar to an Adam Wainwright type of deal where it's $10 million and a bunch of deferred money, whether it be through bonuses and an innings type of deal, and obviously awards or a signing bonus, exactly how it's all worded, that'll come out in the next few days, I'd imagine. But right now, yeah, all that's reported is a 1-year deal re-upped with the Dodgers.
Yeah, and you got to make that move, right? You got to see him retire a Dodger blue. There's no question about it. That's who you're going to associate him with. He's not going to carry on. I mean, he's, what, 35 right now? I can't see him carrying on to another team after next year even and doing a Verlander. To me, he's not that type of pitcher. We've seen the injuries over the last 5-6 years or whatever and that. He always has them. I don't think he's going to ride off to another team and make you forget that he was a Dodger. Another good move. They got $111 million to spend. They're going to spend it. But now they got him locked up. Now you can focus on Judge if you really want to go down that road with him. They can go with the Japanese guy, Senga, maybe. You never know. You never know what they might pull out there.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think realistically what they're going to have to do is sign one of the shortstops. I think that's where most of their money's going to go this year because apparently Trey Turner's not re-upping with them. All reports are Carlos Correa could be a name that ends up signing there. I don't know how the fans would react to it. Scott Boras has obviously said, I think it's a thing of the past, which unfortunately, Scott, you couldn't be any more wrong about that still.
And Scott doesn't care. He just wants to get his players signed, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why he's the best in the game. And he has been for 3 decades. That's the bottom line. Scott doesn't care because he's not going to be sitting in the fans. And even if he was, who cares, man? I'm a billionaire. You're a millionaire.
Yeah, honestly.
So, you know, I agree. I don't think the Dodgers can make that move. I think that's something with when you get a fan base like the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Yankees, et cetera, or whatever, and that, that 2017, especially when it happened to the Dodgers, they're not forgetting that situation. And every time he's around their stadium, they let him know. I can't see Friedman making that call.
No, that one's just way too tough to sell to the fan base, in my opinion. But sticking with the reliever market, you got the San Diego Padres re-upping two guys, Nick Martinez on a 3-year, $26 million deal, and Robert Suarez last week to a 5-year, $46 million deal. So both guys are in their early 30s. Obviously, Nick Martinez was a guy that had played over in Japan the past 4 years, came out really electric stuff out of the bullpen there. I mean, you saw his dominance in the playoffs, one of the better changeups in baseball. I mean, just absolutely filthy. He could throw it righty-righty. He was throwing it righty-lefty heavily. Good splits both ways. Suarez, obviously, 31 years old. His comes with an opt-out clause after the third year of the deal. But another guy, 2.27 ERA, over 47 and two-thirds innings. Primarily used as a 7th, 8th inning guy. But either way, yeah, you're looking at that, and that's a good job locking up the bullpen, like we're saying. I mean, that's basically par for the course. Now, both guys making $9 million, or roughly $9 million a year over the extension of their, over the term of their contracts.
Yeah, and we saw Hader settle in finally down the last month and the playoffs, and so sets him up perfect. So there you go, what, 7, 8, 9 taken care of, possibly 6, 7, 8, 9 taken care of. Hey, that's what you want to be doing, right? Those starters that they've got still or whatever, and they'll go out and probably grab another one before it's all said and done. They're going to give you those 5 and 6 innings regularly every time they take the ball.
Now let's jump into the fun part of it. We got award season for a reason now. MVPs obviously will be announced tomorrow, so we won't be able to do it on this podcast, but we'll start out with the rookies of the year. American League, Julio Rodriguez. No real surprise to anybody. Obviously, a guy that had been up since day one, dominated the AL for the entirety of his rookie season. Obviously, signed the massive contract extension in, what, August, I think it was, the 18-year, $480 million or whatever it tops out at. You're looking at it, that's a guy that obviously deserving of the contract based on the year that he had. And yeah, the Seattle Mariners, as part of the new collective bargaining agreement, will get an extra draft pick.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. You get a rookie of the year and you get an extra draft pick. You not only get a rookie of the year, but you get a franchise face to a certain degree. And baseball itself, MLB. You know, we all saw what that kid did this year. All-star game, home run competition, rookie of the year, Mariners in the playoffs. Hey, give you $5 bazillion in a contract.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a first year for somebody, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, no, he's set for life.
Can you even dream about that as a kid?
Nope.
You can't even put your head on that type of stuff.
Nope.
What would you like
especially
to do?
Especially not coming where he's from.
Yeah, what would you like to do in your first year? I'd like to win Rookie of the Year. I'd like to be in the home run championship. I'd like to in the All-Star game. I'd like to be the first time in, 21 years to get my team into the playoffs. Life's pretty good for Julio Rodriguez.
Then you got Michael Harris winning the National League Rookie of the Year. Did not win it unanimously. Won, 22 out of the 31st place votes. The other 8 went to Spencer Strider. He ended up winning 134 to 103 for points. He's the first set of teammates since, oddly enough, the Atlanta Braves back in 2011 to finish 1-2 in Rookie of the Year. In 2011, it was Craig Kimbrell and Freddie Freeman. This year, obviously, Harris and Strider. Brendan Donovan finished third place. But, I mean, you're looking at it. Spencer Strider, obviously, he was a guy that I thought could win it. Considering he'd been up all year, but Michael Harris, I mean, you're talking about a kid that came up end of May, I think it was May 28th or something like that, and just lit the world on fire. Excellent defensive center fielder, 19 bombs, 20 stolen bases, right around that 300 average, 500 slug, 300 on base, like just a phenomenal rookie year too. And obviously same boat. I think his was an 8-year, $72 million extension that he signed midway through August. Like, Anthopoulos just locked up all the young boys.
Yeah, and he's good at that, double A. I mean, we've seen him do that before. That's what you got to do, man. If you can do that, and the Braves seem to be able to do that, I'd love to really be inside the clubhouse and a fly on the wall, as you say. And just how do you do that? How are you able to do that? It's amazing that they can do that. Acuna, Albies, Harris, they're pitchers. They've done it for a long time. There must be just something about Atlanta, the whole vibe, everything that goes with it, that they can pull that off, because it's amazing to me year after year. And not only do they pull it off, but it seems like they always pull it off with the right players, right?
Yeah.
They never seem to...
franchise cornerstone players.
They never seem to do a bad one.
No.
They never make a mistake.
No. No, that's the thing. I mean, Austin Riley, that one might be a mistake by the end of the contract, because obviously his was a 10-year, 250 or whatever it ended up being. But either way, I mean, you're looking at that guy right now, and it's like, well, that's tough to bet against, because that one's looking like a legitimate deal. Obviously, Acuna was over $100 million. This year, obviously, coming back off the ACL, I think everybody can write that off as a down year for him, as his rehabilitation year. But, I mean, hell, the team still made the playoffs. Same exact boat as what kind of everybody expected. Won the NL East. I mean, it's a good-looking team for years to come.
I think so, man. If I'm the Mets, I'm looking at them going, geez, we got work to do. Phillies as well. We all know what the Phillies did. And kudos to them, but they got work to do, man, to stay right there. I mean, that is, the Braves are impressive. They're just impressive, and they look good. And like I said, I mean, to never make a mistake on that, Riley, right outside the MVP voting, he's going to be there. It looks like he just gets better and better every year. You hear Chipper Jones during the seasons, you know, oh my God, didn't think anybody could replace him, but now he is. Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here, and we're just going to keep going.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
At the United States Postal Service, we're here to deliver fast and reliable service to help you get holiday ready. We offer free package pickup and deliver free shipping supplies to your address. So whether you're in Garland, Texas, Rudolph, Wisconsin, or anywhere in between, we're making it easier for you to spread festive cheer this holiday season. USPS, delivering for America. For all your holiday needs, including info about free shipping supplies, free package pickup availability and restrictions, go to usps.com/holidays.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and Noli, let's talk about those managers. I'm going to give a kudos to myself. I got them both this year. I got them both. I made the call.
So, American League, you got Tito Francona beating out Brandon Hyde for second place. Scott Service finished third. Tito Francona, 112. Brandon Hyde, 79. Service, 43 points. And then Dusty Baker bringing it up the reel at 31 points. Tito Francona, I mean, same thing. He was a guy, yeah, coaching a lot of those young boys, youngest team in baseball. Nobody really gave him credit for, well, I can actually say nobody gave them credit. Eliminate the really, let's be honest. Everybody had Chicago White Sox winning that AL Central coming into the year. It was a team, obviously, coming off of last year's success. Everybody's expecting them to take that next step forward. Tony La Russa leading the helm. You're like, okay, all things are set in stone. And then Terry Francona happened, winning his third AL Manager of the Year, 25-year-old team, just a bunch of dogs there, man. That's a good team, scrappy young guys. Obviously, they got Ramirez locked up to that long-term contract extension before the year happened, and now it even to everybody was a shocker when he signed that one, the five-year 125, said, hey, it's not about the money, it's about the stability of staying in Cleveland and familiar with everything there. So, I mean, hell, he did a great job of managing those guys, getting them into the playoffs, and they're a team in the future that everybody's going to love to see.
Well, exactly right. Francona is just one of those managers that you forget about him sometimes and what he's able to do. It just he's quiet. He stays behind the scenes. He only gets out in front of the team if he needs to, as great managers do. They're seen when they need to be seen, and then out of the way. Do their work behind the scenes and just build teams. Boston, now Cleveland. Couldn't be more happy for the guy. I really seriously couldn't, because how he... As a manager myself now, when we're not doing the Dirtbag Baseball Talk or our training, I have so much admiration for those types of guys. And I pay so much attention to those guys. You have no idea how much respect I have for them, because they just, their communication is great. Their culture is perfect for the environment they're in. They never get too high. They never get too low. The rest of his staff, hey, he's had some health issues, right? And they hop in. They never miss a beat. They know exactly what's expected of them. They can carry on and do it. His team carries on and does it. They play and play and play. Fantastic, man. Brandon Hyde, hats off. Hopefully they continue to grow too, even though they're in the East. He's got work to do moving forward. Hey, that's a great way to go into 2023 if I'm Brandon Hyde and the Baltimore Orioles as well.
Well, that's the thing. You're looking at the Orioles and you love what they got on paper coming up next year. They got a lot of dogs that are going to be coming up there and taking over the reins on some of those veteran MLB players. And hell, as a free agent, I mean, if Baltimore is willing to actually shell out some money, you'd be thinking about going there for like a George Springer type of deal. Hey, right now we might struggle a little bit, but in the future, I mean... You can see the way that that team's going. Now, we're hoping this isn't an A.J. Hinch Detroit Tigers situation where last year it looked like, okay, everything's moving in the right direction, and then the wheels just fell off. But end of the day, I mean, yeah, you like what Brandon Hyde has brought to the table, and I love Adley Rutschman behind the plate.
Without question, right? You know what? They got some pitchers coming down the pipe. They brought some up, and they're maturing real nice already this year. You get the right young free agent player or players, and then maybe a pitcher. Like you said, you're sitting pretty good. You got to be excited as a Baltimore Oriole and a Baltimore Orioles fan. If you're one of them out there right now, we'd love to hear from you, hear what your excitement's like, hear what you're hoping they do in the offseason. Send it out to us, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. Love to have it, love to read it, love to dialogue with you.
National League, you got Buck Showalter becoming the third manager to win four career manager of the years, joining Tony La Russa and Bobby Cox. Obviously, he's a guy that whenever he officially retires and is no longer a manager, will someday probably be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, to me, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Guy's exemplified it throughout his career. He ends up winning with 77 points, Brian Roberts 57, Snitker 55, Ollie Marmol 44, Thompson 36, and Bob Melvin 1. So all your National League playoff teams, no real surprise there that they're all the top managers. You're looking at it, though, like we said, obviously we talked about this last week, so I don't really want to get into it too much. But the fact that Buck Showalter and Dave Roberts both finished with 8 first-place votes, Snitker with 7, really basically proved that no one really gave a crap about the National League Managers of the Year this year. Like, Dave Roberts, yeah, you won 111 games. You could hire Joe Blow off of the street to win 111 games with the team that he had. Like, at the end of the day, if that team doesn't win a World Series, he shouldn't be in it for NL Manager of the Year. And I get it. It's at the end of the regular season. But to me, I don't know, man. I would have cut strings with them a couple of years ago. Like I said, it's a team that's spending almost $300 million annually, and they can't bring home a championship outside of a COVID year where they play 60 games and no one else was willing to spend money that year. Like, come on.
Buck Showalter. One of three, like you said, four-time winners, one of one with four different teams. Yankees, Rangers, Orioles, now the Mets. That's impressive. Think the guy knows how to manage? Yeah, I think so. Think the players like playing for him? Yeah, I think so. Do you think management has trouble with him sometimes? Yeah, I think so. There's no question. You can see it. He is unbelievably knowledgeable. Maybe one of the best in the game. But his players love playing for him. When you get that wrapped around your mind of what that guy can do to your game and help you, you can't ask for anything better. And that is why they play so hard for him. Love it. Loved it since March. Loved it since forever. Way to go, Buck. All in on that one. Way to go, Buck.
Then the MLB Heart and Hustle Award this year went to Paul Goldschmidt. It's an award that has been around for the past 7 seasons. The award exemplifies a player voted on by retired and active MLB players that demonstrates a passion for the game of baseball and best embodies the values, spirits, and traditions of the game. So that obviously is a huge honor for him. It sounds like he'll probably end up getting the clean sweep for the National League side of it by taking on the MVP as well after tomorrow's vote. But either way, I mean, Paul Goldschmidt, hell of a year. We don't really need to dive into the numbers because we've already dove into them too much. But either way, I mean, he's a guy that, obviously, I'm pumped up still about, and him and Arenado are basically the future of the Cardinals unless they can do something else there.
Without question, there's nothing to say. Congratulations. So, hey, we're going to see a lot more action over the next week for sure in the finalization of the awards. But like we said before, right, I can see a lot more trades happening before the winter meetings, or certainly a lot lined up by the winter meetings over the next, 3 weeks before that'll happen. And I'm looking forward to it, man. I hope the trades come before that. I hope they just keep moving like the last week has, like the whole season has. There's always something going on. I'm excited about it. Keep moving, MLB. Keep active. Stay going. And, hey, if there's a big signing before our next one, I'm all for that too. No question about it. So I do want to talk a little bit about some of the questions, or at least one of the big questions that we would get a lot, and especially recently, and I don't know if it's because it's the off season, there's maybe a lot of new coaches, a lot of new parents out there that are taking on coaching roles and different things like that at amateur level. And it's a lot of what is the most disappointing part that you see, meaning us, Nolan and myself, when we're training or developing with coaches. For me, it's as simple as never stop learning. Never stop learning. I think that's the biggest thing that coaches do. They go to clinics and they sit there and they go, well, I learned about pitching, or I learned about hitting, or I learned about this or that, whatever it was, and they figure they've got all the answers. No, 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 no. I'm 52. I keep evolving every day. Watching from the pros, watching from social media, watching from the leagues that we coach in or play in. It's always about waking up every day wanting to get better and growing. And what's new, exciting? What can I dive into? What can I try to figure out if it's something that works in my culture, my development? Stay out there, stay active, keep reaching out. Reach out to us anytime you want. That's what we're here to do. That's what we are here for. That's why we have Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We live it. We breathe it. We die it. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. Stay up with us, because we love talking about that type of stuff. But we're not going to go to you. You have to come to us. We're not those people that are hard email marketers. We don't believe in it. We don't do it. If you want to find something out, you contact us. You want more information, you contact us. Do not be afraid. I'll give you pitching for example. Because you go to a clinic, if you've never been on a mound and pitched, you are not a pitching coach. I don't care what the sheet of paper says or the qualification says. I see them all around the world. Well, I went to a clinic, so I'm a pitching guy. No, you're not. If you've never been on that mound, you don't know the mental and the emotional impact that goes on. Whether it's a bullpen, throwing session, a game, the differences of regular season to playoffs to championships, you have no idea. So if you are, for example, a pitching coach, but you've never pitched, you better keep inquiring and getting more information, but not only getting it, making sure that you understand it unequivocally so you can pass it on to your players. Because you make a mistake there, it's detrimental to your team. It's detrimental to that individual player. Don't do it. I'm begging you, not for you necessarily, more for the players. Our job, we've got to pay it forward. This game has been amazing to all of us, and it's our job to pay it forward to the best of our ability. So never, ever stop evolving. Great question. I know it was tough to have that question in conversation, but it's awesome when you see the faces and the reactions when they start to evolve and get it and hear the comments of, I'm so glad I reached out to you. I'm so glad you took the time to talk about it. That's what we're here for. That's what we love doing. You got anything to add to that, Nolan?
Yeah, nothing obviously makes me more pissed off than when a coach just becomes stagnant. Like, it's 100% accurate statement. Like, when a coach just stops evolving and just gets complacent with whatever it is that he's been teaching the kids, it fundamentally will ruin a kid, and the kid will want to try and go somewhere else. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what you can't have happen when you're trying to become a successful coach. After the break, we'll come back with our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, time for your final thoughts, Nolan.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we didn't get to see who ended up winning the Cy Young for both National League and American League. So that will be something that we'll go into further detail next week on who wins that, as well as the MVP awards. My final thought, though, this week, Bryce Harper undergoing elbow procedure, possibility of Tommy John. No one knows what the exact extent is to which his elbow surgery is going to be, nor do they know what the timeline is, depending on the severity of the elbow injury. Obviously, that's a move that could shake up free agency in a major way, but let's be honest, Dave Dombrowski is Dave Dombrowski, loves to spend the money when he can. I still fully expect them to make a big-time free agent pursuit on one of the top shortstops, obviously with that being their biggest need. Trey Turner, still a guy that in the past week seems like he said publicly, I want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, time's going to tell, right? Bryce's situation is similar to Ohtani back in, 2019, I think, when he had his surgery. Best case scenario for Harper that I've read is they put a brace in there, and that'll be able to bring him back. So in other words, it's not as severe as a complete tear, total reconstruction, and that'll bring him back quicker. But that's the best that the Phillies can hope for right now. We'll know more by next week.
The good thing is, too, he's a player and he's not a pitcher, so it's not like they're expecting that. And most people that undergo the Tommy John surgery that are players, it's only about a six-month procedure. It's not a full year procedure, and basically 16 months before they end up fully regetting what they had. But either way, yeah, no, that one will be interesting to see, and hopefully in a couple of weeks we'll be able to talk more about it.
And the NL has a DH now, so that's nice, as he proved this year how nice it is. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the nation, as you know, wherever you are out there in the world listening to us. We love it. We appreciate you. Again, reach out to us with any questions, any concerns. You're interested in having a commercial on the show, contact me. DM me at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram. We'll get you set up with our guys and hooked up. Advertising, promotion. Love to have you be a part of this show, and we'll go from there. Be sure to watch that YouTube All right, on Friday, we'll have it up there for you. Rip Grip Pro, thank you again. Nolan, unfortunately, it's that time of the week, so it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.